The University of Alaska regents were not scheduled to decide on a tuition increase at their meeting this week in Dillingham, but that didn't stop students from speaking against the proposal. Mike Mason reports from member station KDLG.
The proposal to increase the tuition at the University of Alaska was put forward by outgoing University President Mark Hamilton, who cited the economic outlook for the state and country, along with increases in day-to-day costs such as health care, as reasons to call for a tuition increase. The proposal is to increase tuition on lower division classes another 5% on top of the already approved 5% increase for the 2011-2012 school year. The proposal also calls for another 10 to 12% hike in tuition for the 2012-2013 school year. Peter Finn represents the Coalition of Student Leaders, and he told the regents that a 10% hike in tuition is too high.
We are not only having tuition increases, we're also having student fee increases. We're also having rent go up. We're also having the cost of living from food go up. And altogether, it's becoming much more difficult for students to be able to afford to go to college full-time, or it's just like making it more difficult to afford that one extra class that might help them graduate on time.
Tuition at the University of Alaska has increased by nearly 30% in the last 5 years, but that's quite a bit less than the 48% increase that's been recorded in the western region of the U.S. over that same time frame. Another student government representative who made the trip to Dillingham for the Board of Regents meeting was Amy Stanley, who attends the University of Alaska Anchorage.
We're looking at the goals of increased enrollment, and we say that we have two groups of students who are affected by this, those who can't afford scholarships and those who can afford the increased tuition costs. We tend to overlook the ones who can't afford. But I also think there's an assumption we operate under that those who can't afford the scholarships, in many ways, are a necessary evil that we have to bear that cost.
On Thursday, several UAA students gathered on the campus in Anchorage to protest the proposed tuition increase, which will not be decided by the regents until they meet in September. The university reports that the average undergraduate tuition cost is now about $4,500 a year, and if the proposed tuition increase goes into effect, that cost could increase to over $5,700 a year by the fall of 2012. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.